Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with the best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so that you make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today we have with us Stuart Grazier, who's the co-founder of Storehouse 310 Ventures. Stuart, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited for this conversation.
Yes, I always love learning from people and perspectives and life stories and what brings you to the industry. So I'm excited to hear about what you're doing at Storehouse 310 Ventures, but get us started off with your story yourself and your background. How did you get into the real estate industry?
Yeah, thanks. It's been an interesting journey for sure. So I am a 20-year retired Navy pilot, Navy officer. I started that journey in college. I went to the Naval Academy, and I have always had just an entrepreneur spirit. I was the guy in college, like selling the underground T-shirts around the dormitory. But I started doing that, and then I really got interested in just other business building and real estate investing. I graduated from college and I went to flight school in Pensacola, Florida. And a good friend of mine that was there at the time with me was his father was in real estate, and they were buying raw land over in Florida and also in Alabama, and told me what he was doing. I was like, I'm kind of one of those like action takers. Like I just go try something and figure out how to do the rest of it later. So that's kind of what I did. I went over to the Gulf Shores of Alabama, and I met with a realtor, and he showed me a raw piece of land in a new development. It was for sale for, I think, $45,000. I put $5,000 down, financed the rest of it, and just sat on it while I was in flight school. A hurricane came through like 3 months later and basically like wiped out everything. And I pretty much thought my investment was gone, but there was nothing much I could do for it, and just sat on it. And then 9 months later, that same realtor reached out to me. He's like, hey, your lot is the last one in the development, and someone wants to buy it for double what you paid for it. And from then on, I was hooked on real estate.
Yeah. Cause it sat there, and then it created a benefit for you. So That was raw land. What got you into other types of investing?
Yeah. So that was kind of the hook that got me really interested in it. I ended up moving to San Diego for my first duty station. I took that pot of money that I had acquired, and I went and put that as a down payment on a single family house in San Diego. It's really expensive in San Diego. So I actually partnered with a really good friend of mine, and we went on a house on the beach, 50-50 partners. And we, quote unquote, house hacked. The new term is house hacking, but back then that really wasn't talked about. And so we ended up, we were young single guys, and we rented out all the rest of the bedrooms to our fellow, Navy buddies that were, they're at the squadron with us. And we rented out every room to include like our garage/basement to a guy who like put a mattress on the floor and rented that out. And I just got really interested. So I just started, educating myself, reading books, listening to podcasts, going to conferences, going to, investor meetups. And I ended up going to a 3-day boot camp seminar by a guy named Robert Allen. I don't know if you remember that name back in the day,
the no money down
guy.
Yep.
Yeah. So I went to that boot camp. I got hooked. I paid for all the education. So I just went all in and just started trying all these different strategies I was using. I was trying to do lease options and rent to own and, quick seller financing, creative financing, all these different strategies. And, just went all in on trying, my hand at all these different things. I failed a lot along the way. I gained some great education and got some wins along the way too. So, along my Navy journey, we would continue to move to different locations, and I would learn something. I would go try it. I'd try to do some house flipping. I'd try to buy some rental properties. So I just kind of continued to go along my journey while, still, active duty in the Navy. And about the 15-year mark, I was stationed in Italy with my best friend from college. He had bought some rental properties. I had bought some rental properties, and, we both had not the greatest experiences with these quote turnkey companies. His was almost to like fraudulent level. He ended up having to fire everybody that was in that turnkey company and go find his own team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. out of due necessity. And from there, we started talking about building our own business. And then we started, building a team of people that we could, know, like, and trust, and that were experts in that area, in the field, in the market that we were in. And we started buying houses ourselves, using private money, private lenders, rehabbing them, turning them into rental properties, keeping them some from ourselves, and then also selling those as turnkey products to other military guys, Navy guys that were wanting to get into the investing space and own some rental properties.
I love it. There's so much we can unpack in that, but one thing that jumped to mind is one of the things you said the word win, and it makes me think about that old cliche thing, like you'll stand in front of the crowd and you go, okay, you either win or you, and the crowd goes, lose, and you're like, no, you win or you learn. And that's some right. of those school of hard knocks things that you described, you know, there's really no book that is going to, right now, if you were to highlight every single lesson you learned from a mistake or a hard thing, that's not in any book. It's a snippet from that book, a snippet from that mastermind, it's your experience. And so now you are synthesizing and repackaging that up from what you've learned. And now it becomes this innovative, vibrant thing now, because yes, people know the real estate industry, but they don't know it the way you've done it. And I think that is so huge. So what were, looking back on some of those, what were some of those lessons that you had to learn kind of the hard way?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest lessons is, honestly, I think real estate investing is a team sport. And for quite a few years, I tried to do everything on my own. I would, like I said, I would get educated. I would learn something. I would go try it. And it was just me. It was just me trying to do everything and trying to figure out every little piece of the big puzzle. And it's a big puzzle. And there's a lot of pieces to real estate investing. And so not until later on, not until, I added my business partner and we started our full-blown company, that I learned that, doing it with another person is really fun. But then from there, we actually started doing it with more people and really finding the people that could, have the experience in the certain specific items, contractors, realtors, property managers, handymen. And then also we built out a team of network of other investors. So then we got to be able to really good at, like, raising money and partnering on deals. And that's where it really gets to be fun, because you can kind of tag team stuff and partner with stuff, and you're doing it with people you like and you know and you trust, and you can really go farther, faster with a team.
Now, do you find that some of the people you are working with or who are attracted to you are military? Do you have that as a focus? Not that you turn away anyone else, but does that seem to crop up a lot?
It does. Yeah. We have a lot of investors, a lot of our friends that were prior military and some that are still in the military. I think that naturally happens just because that's where you came from. That's who you are. And so, like minds attract. There's already a common ground, that builds that first layer of trust, because we are all following that same mission. So definitely there is that for sure. I think that, we also, really try to build a community and partners through just the values that we have, and really digging in and figuring out who individuals are as, knowing their core values and talking through, what happens in current situations and, future situations, and really diving in and digging into who that person is, before you do business with them or her.
Yeah, that was a great question, Mike. Actually, that was something that I was kind of pondering on the side too, and wasn't going to say, but, Sue, I love that you called this a team sport. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone call it a team sport, but I absolutely love that little tidbit, and I'm probably going to take it and use it. So thank you. But also, how do you find people that you know and trust? How do you actually make someone a partner and, someone that you can work with for a long time?
Lots of hard conversations, honestly. There's lots of different ways. Obviously, there's, just networking and referrals, friends of friends, saying hello more and having conversations. We also have a podcast. And so I think, that platform that is a great way to connect with people, a one to many type connection. I can't tell you how many times I've jumped on phone calls with individuals, And that individual will just tell me straight up, like, hey, I feel like I know you so well because I listened to your podcast, but we've never talked. But I know you because of your stories, and I listen to your podcast, and you talk about your family and your values and who you are as a person. And I'm like already trusting you and ready to invest. And this is the first time we've ever talked, but that platform of them listening to us on a podcast is a really great way to build likability and trust with individuals.
100%. You know, I'm looking at your website, and you've got some focuses that you are serving your clients with, designing an abundant life filled with faith, family, and freedom. That's not the typical type of messaging you hear with a real estate investment club mastermind kind of a thing. So it's almost like real estate meets life coaching.
Yeah, it's way more than just investing. We're trying to build a community of like-minded individuals and investors to really do life with and push each other to become better humans, not just, you know, investors. We started the company, the background of Storehouse 310. We really had this idea that we could take our businesses and just really be a serving and giving platform to serve and give to other nonprofit organizations, charities that we know and love. And so, you know, we decided at the very beginning of our business start was we would take the first 10% of our profits and put it into a donor advised fund, which in itself is a nonprofit. And then we would go and partner with other nonprofits that are doing great work in areas that, are important to us. And so Storehouse 310, 310 comes from Malachi 310 in the Bible, and they talk about bringing a tithe to the storehouse. And so that's kind of the background of that. Yeah.
That's really cool.
I love that. And to talk a little bit more about building that community of relationships, because when you've got that KLT factor, know, like, and trust, now you can do a lot because people understand you don't have something out to get them or take advantage of. It's like, we're all in this together. So how does that relationship lead to better real estate investing?
Yeah. So I'll give you an example that just happened just recently that maybe can kind of, bring it all together. So we started a men's mastermind group about 2 years ago. It originally was called Storehouse Mastermind, but then we rebranded a little bit to kind of tie it more to what we're all about and called it the Kinetic Man Mastermind. And in that mastermind, there are tons of real estate investors doing different deals all over the place, different assets and strategies. And at the end of last year, I was having a meeting with our CPA, and our CPA was like, hey, She was really honest with me. She's like, you guys didn't do a very good job of tax planning this year, and you're going to need to do something, you know, kind of at the end of the year here to kind of lower your income. So you're going to be, you know, taxed on. And I was like, okay. So I sent a blast message out to all the men in our mastermind group. I was like, hey guys, I know there's a bunch of investors in here. Is there anyone that has a deal kind of last minute that I could, you know, invest into as a passive investor? Specifically, are there any ones that's doing like, you know, bonus depreciation, cost segregation, anything like that, that could, you know, lower my taxes, on the K-1. And one of the men was like, yep, we have an apartment complex that we're closing on in 2 days. We're looking for one more spot. Here it is. You know, I'll send you over the private placement memorandum, and take a look. And I know the guy, I trust the guy. He's a military veteran. I know his family. I know his core values. I tell him I love him because he's a good friend of mine. I tell you what, I barely looked at the deal. I looked at it very quickly just to kind of get the raw information. But because I know him and like him and know his core values and know he's going to do well by me and be a good steward of my money, I had a day to sign the dotted line, get the paperwork over to him, wire the money before, like, you know, I could call it quits at the end of the tax year. And so, like, just that alone, like having that community and close friendship to know that, like, a quick, yep, I got this deal. Let me look it over. I know you. I love you. I like you. Let's do this deal together. And then, like, you know, it's fun to do business with your friends and people you really enjoy hanging out with.
Well, we've all gotten those emails or messages like, oh, I've got this thing and you need, and you just look at the from email and you're like, oh my goodness, come on. It's ABC123456 at blah. And you're like, this is just spam. Well, when that email went out to that tight group, that person knew you, you knew that person. It was just the perfect scenario. So that's exactly what I was thinking and looking for. It's like, you know what? If we, you know, like way back in the day, and I'll bet you've done some reading with Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, his mastermind. That's one of the benefits of that mastermind, because everyone has each other's back, everyone's best interest in heart. And when you said, I was told this and I'm looking for that, someone stepped up and said, hey, take a look at this. You had a level of trust. Now you looked close enough to make sure it was a good deal, and it was. But I think that is just a spectacular benefit of being involved with a tight-knit group of people that have shared values.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it's way more fun to be doing deals together with people that, you know, you like to hang out with and go grab a beer with, and you know, you go do property tours together, and you know, have the like-minded values and know their families, and you hang out, and you know, we talk about other things besides just real estate. We talk about how their families are doing and how you're doing as a dad and how you're doing as a husband, and you know, health, and you know, all these other areas of our life that are, you know, just as important or more. You know, it's just, you do life together.
So is there a limit to that mastermind? And where I'm going with it is this: a mastermind should not be 4,327 people, because there, it should be a tight knit group, but right, is there like a mastermind and then like an inner circle where you really go deeper, but how do you build that team of trusted partners? And then is there a limit to that where you really want to make sure that everyone's getting benefit from the mastermind?
Yeah, it's a great question. We open the doors a few times a year. And we kind of do, we treat it like small groups, almost like a church small group, 10 to 15 men. And those, that group will stay together, the entire time, and talk through, you know, all the core curriculum items that we discuss. And then we also will have like kind of bigger all calls where everyone gets together. Maybe we'll have a guest speaker come in and talk on a different subject, but you get to be really close with your, you know, we call them tribes. And you get to be really close with the 10 individuals, stay together, in its entirety, as long as you are a member in the mastermind group. And so you'll get really tight knit group with the, you know, diving in, into, the bigger problems.
And that allows then people to really get to know each other. And then they know more than just the business side, the real estate side, the opportunity. They get to know those people as a person. And really the definition of that tribe is, you know, we're almost like circling the wagons and watching out for each other's back. And I think that's a huge opportunity for people considering, you know, investing, to learn from people like you guys.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, you know, you know, when you know, the individual and their background and their family and, their hobbies, and, you know, the goods and the bads, you know, it just makes it for a better investment experience just in general.
100%. Well, I tell you, it's really interesting hearing what you've built and why you built it. We all hear the cliche, you know, what's your why? But your why is so powerful. It draws you. It pulls you. It doesn't push you. So hearing your why and your story is just so powerful and what you guys are doing. So if someone is interested in learning more about what you guys have going on and being able to take advantage of some of the opportunities that Storehouse 310 Ventures has, what's the best way someone can learn more and then also reach out and connect with you?
Yeah. So I'll lead people to our podcast. We just hit the, over the 300 episode mark. It's called The Kinetic Man Podcast. It's hosted by myself and my business partner, David. And we run, the podcast. We have a men's mastermind group called The Kinetic Man Mastermind. And then our real estate business is Storehouse 310 Ventures. The website is storehouse310.com for that. And I'm very active on LinkedIn. And, lastly, we have a bi-monthly newsletter called The Manifesto. And we just talk a lot about, finances, health, wealth, kids, parents, you know, all kinds of stuff that are applicable to just being a better human, really. If they're interested in joining our newsletter, you can go to thekineticman.com/newsletter.
Awesome. Well, Stu, thanks so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike and Tia.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.eliterealestateleaders.com.